boarding planes and tickets, suits and ties. It's been watching life go by. Goes by. Ramps and runways calling. Highlands glows. Roll dice and take a chance.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 18. I'm your host, Sid Souter. That last song was from the Cinematic Underground, the song Airport, Ramps and Runways, from the album Anastasia, released in 2003. The Cinematic Underground are a Boston collective of sorts. I don't know, there's 9 or 11 or 7 folks on stage, and about 15 people in the band totally, many of them handling duties around, for example, someone in the band is listed as an archivist. So there you go. Very visual band. The album is listed as having a director, more important than a producer, so you can take it from there. I saw them a few months back and really enjoyed them, and I don't know that they play out much, but when they do, you should check them out. I think they just did a tour of kind of the upper Midwest recently, so hopefully you caught them recently. Good stuff. I am back in Boston for the weekend and recording the podcast there, so you're getting a real microphone and a Boston background noise instead of the silence of my hotel room, so it's probably a mixed bag on what's better. I've got 8 more tracks for you, or 7 more tracks for you today, and it's kind of a long one, so I should continue on. I'm going to play a couple more Boston bands for you. This next song is called Jolene and the Bottle Cap Curtain by Casey Fields, and we'll talk more about that in a few.
Burning cars, the falling stars. mama and your daddy. Ritual, habitual, was always on your stereo. Building up your walls, filling your heart.
hearing the final strains of classic Noodling from Do Make Say Think off of their album And Yet and Yet, released in 2003 on the Constellation label. This is a Toronto band, definitely in a post-rock vein, but with, I don't know, some real grounding in there, real classic elements of song, so I like that a lot. Before that was The Instances with a song called The Mist-Covered Mountains of Pittsburgh. That is a split release on the Sort of record label. It came out February 1st of 2006, and there's lots of wonderful folk in there. Kind of, you know, one of the grand things I love about black metal is the Viking metal offshoot and like the big folk pieces in there, and that kind of feels the same to me, you know, though of course it has very little to do with Mythotin or Dimmu Borgir. Oh well. That is, as I said, on Sort of Records, a new label started by Raymond Morin, who I met in Kansas City when he was playing with the Higher Burning Fire, and then he lived in Boston for a number of years, and now he's living in Pittsburgh, and that is his band, The Instances. Before that, another album on the Sort of Record label, also out February 1st. The band is Casey Fields, or the gentleman, I suppose, is Casey Fields. The song is Jolene and the Bottle Cap Curtains, and the album is Arm and Arm and Arm, a Boston band as well. So we started off the podcast with three Boston bands and then went to Toronto. I would like to go to Toronto from Boston as well. I have got another few tracks I want to get to here and shift gears. Normally, I don't like to start things so slow and atmospheric. I normally like to start them with pop, but it just made sense today, and that's kind of the mood I'm in. So we're going to ship our way out right now and take a 180 out to New York and the band Elephant. This is the song Lolita.
Modern child of the night.
Do the can-can dance. Don't worry, it'll work.
All right, that song was Elevators with the National Trust off the album Kings and Queens that Thrill Jockey put out on January 24th. National Trust, a Chicago band there that owes a lot to Prince and Earth, Wind & Fire, as well as to Daft Punk. That song is probably the most electronic on the album. Some of it's a little more funky. Some of it's got some hip-hop elements to it. It's always danceable, though. And if you enjoy that track, you'll probably enjoy the album. Before that, I took you Back a Ways. That was the song I Predict by The Sparks off of their album Profile, The Ultimate Sparks. I picked that up last week knowing that I didn't know enough about the band. And after 40 tracks on that Rhino comp, I know a lot more. A Los Angeles band, of course, and that song was actually their first Billboard hit, like, I don't know, number 160 or something, but the first peek in there in 1982. It had a video directed by David Lynch that was never shown because it was just too racy. Yay, racy. And speaking of such, we played the song Lolita from Elephant off the Black Magic show. That'll be released in April on Hollywood Records, but it's floating around now, and I picked up a copy, and I enjoy it. A New York band there, and they owe lots of people for that album, but through and through, it's a fantastic album, and it'll do very well for them come this April. Well, my time's about up. We're 35 minutes into it, and I should have been done 5 minutes ago, but hey, what are you going to do? We're going to end the show with the song Woman by the band Wolf Mother. This is off of their EP released in October of 2004. I think they've got a new one out, but I knew they were coming into town, and I think they played in New York about 3 weeks ago, actually. But I knew they were coming into town. I knew I'd seen the name, and when I saw it used, this EP used, I picked it up because I was curious. It very much Black Sabbath and a little more Black Sabbath. Definitely owes to that vibe big time. And so instead of ending this show like I normally do with some expansive post-rock or neoclassical number or sad no depression piece, I'm going to end it with some rock, rock, and rock. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 17. Did I say 18 earlier? This is number 17. And you can find me on TooMuchRock.com, and I appreciate any comments or criticisms or dirty underwear. This is Woman by Wolf Mother.